We're a couple days into Bava Basra already. And the first Tosfos in Bava Basra discusses whether Bava Kama, Bava Metzi, and Bava Basra are one Masechta or three Masechtas. If they're one Masechta, then obviously the Siyum today is for a different reason. It's not just a continuation to Bava Basra. And it seems to be from the Tosfos that a lot of people understand that it is one long Masechta. Originally it was one Masechta, and then it got divided. So I figured we'll take an interesting route to explain why today's party, of course, is under the guise of a Siyum Masechta, but really represents something else. The Bnei Yisoscha has an interesting idea in a couple places. The Psukim seem to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorced Klai Yisrael when the Churban happened. And he says that the way the Medrash writes it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw a get at the Yidden and said, I have no longer to do with you, is not actual to be understood that way. Because in Halacha, the only way a woman can be Mekabel a get is if she owns the property that it lands in. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the entire world, so when he throws it at her, it's his own property, it doesn't work. And therefore, it was just a show that he was a pretend divorce. It wasn't a real actual divorce, because you can't divorce because he knows everything. The end of the Masechta discusses that if there's a bias valia, there's an upper land and a lower land, and who controls the area? Who has the in-between space? What happens? And Rabbi Shimon, the end of the Mishnah says, everything goes to the Adol Yoyim. The one on top gets everything. And the Gemara ends. The Gemara ends that the Halacha is like Reb Shimon. That's the last words of the Masechta, that the Halacha is like Reb Shimon. Which would mean, the Halacha is like Reb Shimon, and everything is owned by the person, the Aliyah. It's a representative that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. Which means, we paskin. No, that's it. Right. Right. Yes. So here we paskin that the Aliyah works when it comes to the ownership. And therefore, on some level, the Gemara Bava Metzia is ending by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the owner of the entire world as we know it, and therefore, it's impossible for him to actually get rid of Klai Yisrael. He can't divorce us. He can't give us a get. We can't acquire it. We don't own anything. The Munkacha says, not to Bnei Yisoscha, his grandson, he says that the words at the end that we read today by the Siyum, he plays around with it, and he says, it says, Slika, Habayis Valiyah. The name of the parak is Habayis Valiyah. So you always end up by Hadjanoch, we should return to you. And Slika, we finish the Masechta. He says, the Slika is going on the Habayis Valiyah. Why? Because the Bayis and Aliyah means that we know the Beis HaMikdash has two places. There's one in this world, and there's a matching mirror image above. So Slika, Habayis Valiyah means there's no longer two locations. They're going to combine Bekarav to make one location when Mashiach comes Bekarav. So the idea, possibly to say, is we're making a Siyum, not making a Siyum on the finish of being a Masechta. Because it's one long Masechta. There's still 175 pages to go. Then we'll make a bigger Siyum on all three, which is one long one. But the party today, if we could call it the party today, is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Halacha paskins, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the entire world. Therefore, we're always still with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we're finishing the Bayis for Aliyah. And hopefully within the next month, we'll get to the Masechta, we'll get to the Perek of Cheskes Habatim, which the Mefarshim bring down, is the Chazaka of the last bias, the final bias. We'll be right around a month from now, beginning of Av, beginning of right before Tisha B'Av, and hopefully with this Suda and the continuation of Torah, we will celebrate Tisha B'Av in Shalayim with the Cheskes Habatim that will stay forever.